from Adato to Itoku, Abiola Way to Okelewo, through to Itaoshin and Olomore, the ancient city of Abeokuta roads have few vehicles on essential duties moving about. Shops and workshops were closed as the security men and women were at strategic places to ensure that people complied with the stay-at-home order of the federal and state government. The mosques were also closed as faithful were following the physical distancing regulations to prevent the spread of the COVID-19. At the former Governor Ibikunle Amosun's residence, about 6,000 bags of rice were seen being arranged to be distributed to about 40 groups and organizations to assist their members to prepare for the Ramadan fast. The chairman of Ogun State's All Progressive Congress, Chief Derin Adebiyi, said the effort was to assist the people to survive the current lockdown situation.
The Amosun appeals to all Nigerians, irrespective of political, ethnic, religious, or other divides, to unite in the fight against COVID-19. This pandemic has no boundaries. All segments of the society are going to be covered. We have about 45 identified groups that will benefit from this. Here we have about 6,000 bags of rice.
Speaking on the preparation for Ramadan, Ustaz Sulaiman Fasasi said Muslims ought to have started preparing for the fast 6 months before and urged Muslims to be their brother's keeper during the period.
This is a time where and when people must be their brother's keeper. As we are speaking, we still have a lot of people that can that are assured of what they can eat even for as much as even 1 year in their homes. This is a period where you have to give the more.
The Ogun State government had also assured the residents that it will start the disbursement of another round of palliatives to the vulnerable residents by next week to enable them cope with the reality of the lockdown. In Abeokuta, I am Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.